Last week at the South Dakota High School Activities Association Board of Directors meeting in Pierre, they heard from members of a group of schools who would like to form the All Nations Conference in football. And most of the schools are Native American schools in the state. Assistant Secretary John Krogstrand says that the committee is headed up by Lower Brule High School.
Spearheaded by Lance Witte, Yamini Jagsy Prado down at Lower Brule High School, of seeing what this might look like and what might actually come to fruition if this group of schools was going to pursue kind of their own division or their own separation, if you will, a little bit as far as football, to where they can play an internal schedule, divide a conference into maybe an East and West division, and go forward with playing their schedule and maybe not playing in the regular SDHSA setup as far as, you know, classifications, regions, and progression to postseason, but kind of doing their own thing a little bit separately.
We asked Krogstrand if a new league, if it is formed, would be an 11-man league, a 9-man league, or would it be both?
I think that's a little bit still for discussion. I believe the intention right now is maybe to consider going the 9-man route, just with some of those schools that you look at that have indicated their interest include, you know, Pine Ridge, which is like the 20th largest high school in the state of South Dakota, but then all the way down to some of our smallest schools that are playing 9B football right now.
With next year being a reclassification year for the Activities Association, Krogstrand says the group is leaning towards not playing an Activities Association football schedule and instead play within their own conference during the season and then have playoffs.
Yeah, I think the intention or the desire from the schools, at least as I understand it, is that they would remain members of the High School Activities Association but just choose not to participate in, quote-unquote, our football, but rather do something a little bit on the side. No different than if, you know, a school was sponsoring baseball, for example, and it was a school-sponsored sport. We don't offer it. They just chose to go a different direction, almost as a club team or something like that.
And while it may affect scheduling somewhat on the part of the Activities Association, Krogstrand says those are minor details that can be ironed out.
The discussion right now was that they would perhaps look to form their own schedule, again, with somewhere in that 12 to 14 teams that are potentially interested in this All-Nations Conference, looking at two divisions, playing kind of a round robin, maybe, again, looking at a crossover week or some other different options in there for East-West games, but primarily play those within your division.
The Board of Directors is scheduled to meet in January, and Krogstrand says the new conference could be up and running as early as next year.
I think that's the desire of those schools, certainly, is to look at having this in effect for the fall of 2019, and really kind of why the push is there for January of having those decisions made and the structure laid and all of those kinds of things, because at the end of the day, after that January board meeting, the plane, if you will, is leaving the hangar as far as putting schedules together and divisions and classifications and regions and all of those sorts of things. So,
and Krogstrand says if the All Nations Conference increases the number of players playing football in the state's high schools, the Activities Association is all for it.